Dark brown leather bands covered his forearms. The blue tinge faded from Julian's face. Suddenly, he took a deep breath that shook his entire body, then opened his eyes. He looked up at Grace and smiled a smile that warmed her all the way to her soul. Grace bit her lip as happiness swelled inside her. He was alive! What the bloody hell? Priapus roared. A woman appeared above them, floating serenely. Her black hair shimmered as she glared at Priapus.
As your mother said, it's time we had our fair fight, Priapus. It's long overdue, and this time there's no Alexandria to distract Julian from his vengeance.
What? Aphrodite asked. Athena, what are you saying?
I'm saying Priapus sent her to Julian on purpose, to distract him, while Priapus fled your temple in fear of Julian's wrath.
By the look on Priapus's face, Grace could see the truth of it. He curled his lip.
Athena, you treacherous bitch! You always did coddle him!
Athena laughed as she appeared next to Aphrodite. No one ever coddled him. It's what made him the finest warrior Sparta ever trained, and it's what is going to enable him to kick your ass now.
Julian rose to his feet. The grim look on his face sent a ripple of chills over Grace. Aphrodite moved to stand between him and Priapus, and when she looked up at Julian, Grace saw the pride in Aphrodite's eyes.
This is the second time I have given you life, Julian. I regret I wasn't the mother you needed the first time. You have no idea how much I wish I could change that. All I can do now is give you my love and blessing.
Aphrodite looked over to Priapus.
Now go kick his spoiled little ass.
Mother!
Priapus whined.
Julian turned his gaze to his brother. He twirled his sword around his body as he approached Priapus.
Ready?
Priapus attacked without warning, not that it mattered. Grace's jaw dropped as she watched them fight. If she had thought Julian skilled before, it was nothing compared to the way he fought now. He moved with a speed and agility she would never have thought possible. Athena came to stand by her side. She reached out and ran a light touch over the red wrap.
Nice dress.
Grace frowned in disbelief. They're fighting to the death and you're admiring my clothes?
Athena laughed. Trust me, I pick my generals well. Priapus doesn't stand a chance.
Grace turned back to the men at the same time Julian drove his shield sideways into Priapus. The god stumbled back, and Julian plunged his sword straight into his side.
Rot in Tartarus, you bastard!
Julian sneered as Priapus disintegrated into a thousand lights. Grace ran to him. Julian tossed his sword and shield aside and grabbed her up in his arms and twirled her around.
You're alive, right? She asked.
I'm alive.
Grace surrendered herself to him then. He lowered her down his body, slowly, his armor caressing every inch of her, until he could claim her lips with his kiss.